So her grandmother and grandfather, I mean, her mother and father were raised here also, on Bayou.
Well, that's before my time. I wouldn't remember that far. I said, I don't remember of seeing my mother, because he had moved before we moved over there. I said, he had moved out of here, he had moved up there. And it's too far in those days, you see, they didn't have the transportation we have today. You know, the road where they lived, the family, you know, the young generation where they live up there around Iraq and place. You take that when they're doing those days, the road was so bad. It would take you a week to go down there by road with a wagon or a horse or things like that. You couldn't make it. It's so bad you had to go detour different places, cross them little bars and all kind of stuff, you know. And it would take you a week to go to that place. You had no bridges, no highways, you had nothing but mud. You follow the bar, whatever. That's the way they find the way where they want to go. They cross over the lot of people that them small rivers, small by like by Buff, they have no bridge or nothing there. You know how they go across this? They come across that with a herd of cattle and they swim them across the by. They drive them to the by and they swim across the by, drive them across the by. And they drive the horses, they make them swim across the by. And the man would hold on to the horse tail and he'd pull him across the bar with the cattle and everything. I seen that when I was a kid. They didn't have no bars, they didn't have nothing to cross. Nothing. That's how easy it was in those days, you understand? They crossed that and they'd bring them to Morgan City, wherever they want to go, bushing them. A few cattle they had, not a whole lot, but maybe a dozen or so. They'd bring them wherever they had a place to sell them and put them in the pasture somewhere, you know, and keep them down until they could dispose of them.
Can you tell me about the first house you were raised in? What it was like and everything?
The first what?
House.
First house. Well, there wasn't too many houses over there. Of course, when I come to this town here, it was way back yonder in 1900. There were a few houses in here, there's not too many. This house here wasn't built at first the beginning, but it was built, I would say, around that, pretty close to that time. This house here was built around 1900, you know. That's about the time this house here was built. But a lot of these houses here was all rebuilt, you know. So the old house was here, they all tore down, you know, and they rebuilt all these houses. You know, they've all been rebuilt, you see. So the old farmhouse is this. It was built, it was the beginning, I would say, before that time, you know. Like in town over here, most of the building, like the Cotton Brothers and the Ferhaskis and all them, the Shannon and all them other places, Lehman and all those houses were built around 1905. I helped to finish the high school when I come to Morgan City, Shannon High School, but they tore down here last year. I don't know how with it. It was in 1910. The house was built in 1909. It was a schoolhouse. And it wasn't finished in 1910 during the vacation. My old brother that used to work with me, we went over there and finished all the inside, ceiling and floors and everything inside and stairways. So the kids would have a place for September school, you see. That tomorrow, next week. So we were working in that schoolhouse at this time, you know, the year. That's 1910. I have to finish that schoolhouse. That was old enough for them to tear it down. And I have to finish the inside of that house, too. It gives me a pretty good age to get up to that top.